Little Baby Don't Go on KWB goes a long way. That was last year hit, and it's coming back again this year because of the popularity of Sonny and Cher.
Attention, KEW Beetle Boosters. Keep listening for bigger and better things from Boss Radio, KEWB.
You betcha, because we've got them for you. 19 before 9 the time. Gene Price at 10 tonight.
James Stewart in Shenandoah.
It's now in the screens of the Oakland Fairfax. I want to say Fox, but it's the Fairfax, the Hilltop Drive at Richmond, and the Stadium Drive in San Leandro.
Boss Radio, KEWB, rebound.
1964, Chad and Jeremy, the song called If I Loved You. If I Loved You, Chad and Jeremy on KEWB. Now you can enjoy full-sound stereo in your own automobile. Yes, all Stereo Pack Oakland is now introducing new buys for the 1965-66 model stereos for your car for just $79.95. That's only $79.95. It includes four speakers completely installed. You can enjoy the sound of stereo in your own automobile. Only at Sol's can you get this fabulous stereo at such a low cost. Just $79.95, including four speakers completely installed for stereo in your car. Enjoy your favorite LP stereophonic tape on the way to work or on your vacation or anytime you're driving. Just visit Saul Stereo Pack today. They're at 3060 Broadway in Oakland. I have a word about Soho here.
He loves me. He loves my penny whistle. He teases me. Now my penny whistle. He tells me happily nice I am. In my penny whistle shoes. Switching in look with a gilly ball, soft brown sole, and a love of a heel. You can switch a ballad with penny whistle. Only $5, and only time to can.
He loves me, he loves my penny whistle. He teases me about my penny whistle. He tells me how very nice I am. In my penny whistle shoes from Tom McCann. Penny whistle, penny whistle, penny whistle. With the softest feel and the love of a
heel. A little penny whistle story for you on KEWB. Here's a double play. You'll see these people along with the Beatles. These are called the Castaways. Sound Liar Liar, number 10 on the Boss 30 survey.
More and more people hear more and more music on KEWB Boss Radio.
Now you got me stranded, baby. Maybe your man, I don't know.
He ain't about to find out, I clue you. Look at G.L. Crockett.
The man down there. Maybe your man, how do I know?
Hip-hop sound. 10 before 9 o'clock on KWB in the evening time. We've got some more music to come your way. In fact, let's do it right now.
Austria, KEWB.
Paul were there and the Raiders. Step it out. Yeah, that's an all right kind of a sound. The step it out sounds of Paul Revere and the Raiders. Remember Gene Price and Ron Reynolds selling those Beatle tickets next week. And if you live in Walnut Creek, good news. 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday is the time at Mel's in Walnut Creek.
Boss Radio, KEWB.
Heart Full of Soul, Yardbird Scene, Hit Down on Boss Radio. Stand by. More and more music more often on KEWB.
This is Jack Burns with KEWB News. All the news by all means. A feature of Meridian Pontiac at 3300 Burnett Avenue across from Buchanan Airfield in Concord. A single-engine plane with four persons aboard crashed today in the rugged Angels Peak area near Las Vegas. One of the persons is believed to be critically injured, but the other three suffered lesser injuries. Clark County Sheriff's deputies say the Cessna 172 was piloted by Gary Lang. The passengers are identified as Don Hamilton, Derry Parker, and Toy Gregory Jr., all of Las Vegas. The death of a looting suspect from gunshot wounds and discovery of a body in rubble today pushed the riot-connected casualty toll to 37, three more than the 1943 Detroit uprising. The latest victim is 18-year-old Carlo Cabot of Los Angeles. He died today from head gunshot wounds sustained Wednesday night when shot by police while allegedly looting a furniture store. Senator George Murphy, Republican of California, says California agriculture is, in his words, suffering from the greatest stupidity I've ever seen from a public official. Murphy is referring to U.S. Labor Secretary W. Willard Wirtz and his farm labor policies. Wirtz, in an effort to get employment for as many unemployed persons as possible, has authorized the use of only 8,000 Mexican laborers for the tomato harvest. Growers claim they need more than 23,000 and face heavy losses. The birthplace of Adlai Stevenson has been designated an historical monument by the Los Angeles Municipal Art Department's Cultural Heritage Board. The declaration safeguards the home from razing for 1 year. Stevenson, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, died of a heart attack in London last month. KWB News Time, 3 minutes before 9 o'clock.
You take the gamble out of buying a used car when, including Sunday.
At Cape Kennedy, technicians are at work putting 300,000 pounds of fuel aboard a towering Titan II rocket, which will be used in tomorrow's Gemini 5 launch. As of this hour, all systems are ready and the weather outlook at the spaceport is very good. In Athens, Greece, close to 200 demonstrators and police have been injured in anti-government rioting. 50 of the injured are in serious condition. In Chicago, the 66th Annual Veterans of Foreign Wars Conventioneers elected a new commander-in-chief, Andy Borg of Superior, Wisconsin. In New York City, a steel industry publication said the nation's major steel producers have offered the United Steelworkers more than 12 cents an hour wages. The unions have set a September 1st strike deadline and have been demanding 17 to 18 cents an hour. U.S. Marines today double back on the battlefront south of July to flush diehard guerrillas from bunkers and pillboxes. It was from those hiding places that some of the Viet Cong shot many of the Leathernecks in the back during the three-day battle that gave U.S. forces a major victory.
What's the weather going to be for the KEW Bay?
Weather will be fair through Sunday. Lows and highs tonight to tomorrow, 50 and 80. Current San Francisco temperature in KEWB country, 64, 64 degrees. It's 1 minute before 9 o'clock from KEWB Oakland. This edition of KEWB News, a feature of Meridian Pontiac at 3300 Burnett Avenue, across from Buchanan Airfield in Concord.
KEWB News tells you more, says it better.
Just as the lonely on Boss Radio KWB, that's the last year kind of a sound, or the first part of this year. 20 minutes upon 10 o'clock, and Boss Man Gene Price at 10.
Hey, you swingers, 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 Luster Cream Hairspray, swing a new spray, new Luster Cream Spray. It's the swingin'est thing, hold your hair, so it really can swing.
Hi, I'm Bobby Rydell, here to tell you about the swinging new Luster Cream Hairspray. It really holds your hair without getting sticky about it, so it can swing. Great new fragrance, too. So why gum up your hair with those sticky sprays? Get all new Luster Cream Hairspray and let your hair swing.
Hey, you swingers,
Luster Cream,
swingers,
Luster Cream,
swingers,
Luster Cream.
Luster Cream Hairspray, the swinging new spray, new Luster Cream Spray. It's the swinginest thing, it holds your hair, so it really can swing. Yeah.
Join the Marines.
The Marine Corps builds men.
You're out of your head.
Love that chick, she's out of her head.
Hey, university man, you're gonna flip, yeah. Wherever you go, whoever you know, University Seal.
Got music for it.
Australia, KEWP.
Oh, I've got you.
15 before 10 o'clock on KEWB, and you know Boss Man Gene Price is headed... Well, actually, he's probably caught in the elevator. What?
Starting today, you never have to use an ordinary ball pen ever again.
Attention, KEW Beetle Boosters. The petitions have been counted, the signatures checked, and the winners have been selected.
Close your eyes, and I'll kiss you tomorrow.
The petition with the most KEW Beetle Booster signatures and the winner of 20 tickets to see the Beatles the night of August 31st belongs to Cindy Torres of Oakland, who, along with her 9 helpers, collected 58,200 legitimate signatures. 12 tickets go to Lena Tons of Vallejo, who brought in 20,108 KEW Beetle Booster signatures. In third place with 19,963 signatures was Pat Russell of Richmond, who received 10 Beetle tickets for the effort. In fourth place, and the winner of 8 tickets, was Kathleen Strode of San Lorenzo with 13,846 Beetle Boosters signed up. Our thanks to all who worked so hard on the Beetle Booster Contest. And remember, keep listening for bigger and better things from Boss Radio, KEWB.
Got to go back to more music, and I live for the sun, the sun rays.
Boss Radio, K-E-W-B.
I live for the sun, it's called, on Boss Radio.
More and more people hear, more and more music on K-E-W-B. Boss Radio.
Gentry's here. Uh-huh. Gene Price and Ron Reynolds are going to be selling those Beatle tickets next week, and they're going to be selling them all over the Bay Area. Gene will be telling you about it tonight, okay? See you back at noon tomorrow until 6 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock, the special performance by the BBC. I don't know what it's going to be. Gene will probably tell you more about that. See you back at noon tomorrow.
Boss Radio, K-E-W-B.
Johnny G, bye-bye now. Be good out there. Love you.